So, guys, welcome to episode 179 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. This is Week. Is Isley?
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
Here we are. It's we got a good amount of news. Probably will be on the shorter side, though. But we'll see how that goes. I was trying to look at new releases. For some reason, finding sites that post new releases outside of the official PlayStation blog is a little tough. I don't know why that is. But I know that NBA 2K come out this week, or is it next, or was it last week? Because I know everybody's... It was last week, damn. See, the problem is, like, people will talk about the game ahead of time for review on podcasts. Like, they're reviewing it, so they'll talk about it. And then they'll talk about it after it comes out, but I don't know, are you talking about it, like, did it just come out this week, or did it come out the week before, you just didn't talk about it that time? So, I'm trying to think what came out this week.
I don't know. All I know is there's a lot coming out next week.
Well, I know Metal Gear Online came out this week. Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection came out. The beta for Star Wars Battlefront came out this week. And I don't know what else. Let's see. Maybe if I just go to the PlayStation Store, go to games, and then go to new releases. I can see there. I guess Rock Band 4 came out. I forgot about that one. Transformers Devastation, apparently, and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, which is total garbage from what I hear.
Just yep. Full of problems.
Not that I've played a Tony Hawk game since Pro Skater 2, so. But
it's broken as hell. It's pretty hilarious, but it's sad at the same time.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the Tony Hawk games. Like, I've got a lot of good memories of playing those with my friends.
Right?
Yeah, they were fun, like, way back when, but I don't know if I'd want to play that kind of game nowadays.
If nostalgia was strong enough to make me enjoy it as much as I did when I was a kid, yeah, I would play it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But outside of that, not much else. I did pick up Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection. I wasn't going to at first. I was going to wait, but I had, like, a ton of points on GameStop. So I just cashed them in for their $50 discount card and put on that, so I got it for $10.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was nice. Like, I never used my points or anything. I was like, I'll go ahead and use my points. But let's see. Matt, we go ahead and jump into news. Let's see, there was a game called Dead Star, which was announced for PC and PS4 coming in 2016. From what I understand, it's kind of like Geometry Wars with multiplayer mixed with some strategy. It's a 10v10 multiplayer. 5v5 is also available. It's apparently it feels a lot like a twin stick shooter, but on like a massive scale.
I had such mixed emotions when they announced this game.
Yeah.
I went through hearing Dead Stars announced, and I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. PS4 exclusive and PC. I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. Then I look up twin stick shooter. All of a sudden it starts tapering. Then they say Geometry Wars. I get excited again. And then all of a sudden multiplayer online matches and excitement tanked.
It could be interesting. Like I said, I'm not like a huge Geometry Wars fan. Like Geometry Wars is all right, but we'll see how this goes. I mean, new games are always good to see announced, so. But, let's see, moving along, let's see, what else there was announced this week. Of course, we saw the, there's a tease initially from Ubisoft, and then it got leaked, like, half a day before, but, Far Cry Primal was announced for 2016 in February, which is super soon.
I like this new style of announcing games before they're actually going to come out, as opposed to 3 years in advance and then delaying them two times.
Oh, I know, right? Like, it's a good thing that freaking Fallout did that. Like, oh, it comes out in November. You know, this game does that. It's like, oh, it comes out in February. I like that a lot. Of course, it's nothing like that one game, Entwined, I believe it was, from at Sony's conference. Like, and this game's out today.
But, in fact, you can download it right now. Sorry, it sucks.
But it was an indie game, so it was like they could get away with something like that. Whereas you feel like AAA titles, you kind of have to, you need that marketing push and get the mind share out there beforehand. But definitely looking forward to this. It'll be interesting because it's all spoken in like a made up language, which is funny because the main character is voiced by the guy, the voice actor who played Adam Jensen.
Which, for some reason, that just cracks me up. I'm not quite sure why.
But the
idea of Adam Jensen going to like the caveman era.
Mm-hmm. I really love it. Hope at one point like something happens and like he says something and then the translation subtitles like, "I never asked for this." But, yeah, that'd be interesting to see. I mean, it's, I was listening to a podcast talk about it and like I kind of agree with him. Like, this Far Cry Primal is essentially the, it's the base of Far Cry. It's like, it's the basics. It's just you hunt animals, you skin them, craft items from them. Like, that's what you do in these other games to, you know, get new stuff. It's like, well, here you go. It's just the basics here. You fight some people. It's like, but, I mean, it looks, I'll definitely get it. I mean, I love Far Cry games, so, it'll be interesting to see, how they incorporate other modern mechanics into that kind of setting where it's like, you know, you take over control towers, in other Far Cry games. It's like, are you going to have to take over these like giant teepee looking things from other tribes and like burn them down and that lets you control a zone? Like, I'm curious how that's going to happen. Obviously they can do like the little outpost takedowns where you take down these little tribal like huts or something, but we'll see. But yeah, definitely look forward to that since that adds another game to February. What else we got? Going on to some Powers news, I don't know if we had mentioned it last time, but Michael Madsen was joining the second season of Powers, and this week announced that Trisha Helfer is also joining season two of Powers as well. So we'll see. Adding a lot of people onto this new season. We'll see what happens.
I'm surprised how much I enjoyed that show.
Yeah, it was good. I felt like there was a couple episodes in the middle where it was like, I felt kind of stretched out. Like they were, it had that Dragon Ball Z effect. I felt like you guys keep, or I guess it would be more the Naruto effect, even though I didn't watch it, but I know they do this where like, it was like recapping stuff or like re-showing some scenes kind of that they showed in the last episode over again. Like that scene where he's in the, I guess when he's in Wolf's mind and they're in that field, like they showed those field scenes a lot, but, I mean, we'll see. Yeah, like I said, I like, and for free show, it's like the investment's fine. I still enjoyed it. But moving on, there was a rumor, earlier in the week that, there was going to be a PS4 price drop, and then and the official announcement came that the PS4 is getting a $50 price drop in the U.S. or in the North America region. So, and that happened on the 9th. So,
I wonder if it's going to drop again before the holidays then.
I don't know. There could be, I could see them doing like the, you know, what Colin calls the de facto price drop, where it's just more bundles, so you're getting better deals. Like the base thing is dropped $50, but now they, oh well, if you buy it with this now, you also get these games for free. You know what I mean?
Kind of. Oh thing. Yeah.
That, so I could see them doing something like that for holiday. Plus, the stores could do whatever bundles they want. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they can. It's not like they're map controlled. It's all MSRP. So, but. That would suck if it was an app control. That would be like, let's see. So that's good for people who are looking for to pick up another or a new console or their first console to get a discount. And then on the backs of the Nathan Drake collection, I guess Naughty Dog said that apparently 80% of PS4 owners have never played an Uncharted game, according to a story. They were, when they were talking to MCV, there's a studio manager, strategist, Eric Monticelli. He admitted that they were expecting the game to sell well because just like The Last of Us Remastered sold really well. Mm-hmm. But 80% seems like a lot.
I don't know. That doesn't really surprise me.
But I feel like, I mean, I know obviously PS4 is doing well, but I would assume even though a lot of people jump ship from Xbox to PlayStation when this gen launched, I feel like the ratio of previous gen, like previous PS3 owners, would probably be about 60-40. So like 60% of the install base right now were PS3 players to begin with, and the other 40% were all Xbox. So I feel like if 80% of PS4 owners, but I feel like the majority of them should have had a PS3 last generation, should have at least played one of the Uncharted games. I mean, there was three of them. So it's like, you never played any of them? I mean, I don't know, I can't. I mean, it was,
yeah,
like
the 80% seems a little inflated, but I imagine there's a pretty good percentage of people that have never, that own a PS4 now that never played them before.
Like I said, it's possible. Like, I could see not playing the first one. It's not like the first one sold the best out of all of them. I mean, it did well, but, you know, Uncharted 3, granted, only, I think in the end it sold, like, what, 5 million, maybe? But I don't know the exact numbers. I mean, when 3 came out, it was like there's a lot of big stuff that came out that year, too, because that was also the year Skyrim came out. Skyrim came out 10 days later. So, I see a lot of people didn't get into it, but I feel like 8% just seems really high. I mean, hopefully that means the collection does really well. It's like, which goes to show that collections, obviously, certain ones do work for these remasters. Like, you know, I always talk about, like, who's buying these remasters? Like, well, if 80% of your install base never played the games before, it's like, hey, they'll
Well, buy. Think about it this way. What? Uncharted sold, yeah, I think it was around 5 million. That's just a guess, but I think that sounds right. The PS4 has sold something like 27 or 28 million units so far.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the number's right there, if you're assuming every single person that owned Uncharted 4 bought it on PS4, you'd get about that number.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, it still seems super high.
Of course, the initial sale numbers are just like, that's just kind of like toward launch and like the peak of the game's launch. They don't consider like how many people have bought it used, how many people bought it like years down the line, or like, wasn't there even like an Uncharted bundle on PS3 that had like two or all three of the games or something like that?
I don't know if they made a bundle. I don't think they did. I think what they're possibly going off of, which is typically the case for most, is probably trophies.
Oh.
I feel like that's what you'd go off of. Like, that would be, granted, not everybody has an internet connection, but you assume at least you can look at anybody who has a PlayStation ID, you can say, okay, we can see your trophy list.
And, well, if that's the case, it's even less surprising because people could have multiple accounts and it probably would only count it on one account.
True, you know, and, or, you know, you could, I don't know, borrow from a buddy but not have online and still played it. But like I said, I don't know how exactly they're looking at it. It could just be, like I said, I'd assume it was trophies, because I assume anytime they have any sort of percentage of people that didn't play a game, it'd be trophies. I don't know. It'd be like if they had the same kind of high percentage of, like, when the Master Chief Collection came out on Xbox, it's like, oh, well, 70% of Xbox One owners never played a Halo game. You know, granted, those sell better, but still, it'd be like one of those things, like, it's a big franchise on PlayStation. It's like, if a big franchise on Xbox said the same thing, I'd still think that was kind of weird. But that's good. At least they can play it now, so good on them. let's see, what else do we have here? The Witcher 3 apparently got a big old patch, a 1.1 patch. They call it 1.10, which I always think is funny, but I guess if they have two decimal points in their patches, like, they're things, and okay, but why don't you call it 1.1? Anyways, that came out, apparently had over 600 bug fixes. It was a pretty big patch. It was like 11, was it 11 gigs?
It was a huge patch.
Yeah, it was huge. I remember I was trying to install Uncharted, and it's like, you don't have enough hard drive space. And I was like, well, okay, well, I gotta delete some disk space install. So I go through and I delete them, then I go back and I look at my download list, and it's installing the patch for Uncharted, which is small. But then it's also installing the patch for The Witcher, which I'm like, what? That's a big old patch. And some of the things are saying, like, every time I see it, like, on the PS4 subreddit, people are going, hey, has this fixed some of the frame rate issues in, like, Crookback Bog? But I don't recall having frame rate issues in the game. Like,
that game ran incredibly smoothly for me.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember having any issues at all. Like, I don't know. I mean, I could maybe think of, like, one moment where there was, like, a ton of explosions and maybe smoke effects, and it kind of stuttered for a second, but it wasn't, like, a consistent thing. But I don't know. But
maybe that's people are being snobs. This game is not running at consistent 60 frames per second every single second, and I can tell when it drops to 58.
Yeah. Stop. But let's see. Blah, blah. I know these has a full patch notes, pretty extended, but they do include a heap of quest corrections, performance optimizations, improved game stability, additional conversations with key characters in a bid to improve the story of Geralt's relationship with these characters. So this also includes that relationship bonus dialogue. An improved item order and sorting in game inventory.
I'm assuming the patch was also in preparation for the DLC.
Yeah, the Heart of Stone, or Hearts of Stone, which did reviewing really well. And that comes out soon.
The trophy list is out.
I haven't even looked at it, but
definitely. I saw my 100% drop to 84%, and I was like, "Oh my god, I need to play this right now."
yeah, look forward to that. Let's see. Tales from the Borderlands Episode 5 got a release date. It will arrive October 20th on PC, Mac, PS4, PS3, and October 21st on Xbox 360, and 22nd on iOS devices. The last one's called The Vault of the Traveler, which sounds like something from Destiny, kind of. But
I zoned out for a second, and I heard Vault of the Traveler, and I'm like, is that a Destiny thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be there. Is Episode 5 the final? Let's see. Inside with the series. Is this the final episode? Or are they having 6 episodes for Tales of the Borderlands? Because they had 6 for Game of Thrones, didn't they?
I have no idea. All I know is they typically botch the last episode in every single game they make.
I always hear that the second to last episode is always the lowest. At least that's how they've reviewed. Like the second to last episode in every one of their games is always not as good. It's like it's good, but compared to everything else, it's not as good. But I mean that's kind of the case of any sort of movie trilogy. That happens a lot as well, where the middle one typically, or sometimes, isn't quite as good because it has to do the setup for what happens in the third one. So there's no real resolutions, but
unless it's Game of Thrones, where the second to last episode is the best episode ever,
mm-hmm.
because something horrible happens to every character you love.
They all get AIDS. I don't know.
Basically,
they get Game of Thrones AIDS. They all get leeches attached to them.
They all get decapitated.
Oh, fun!
Killed in some brutal fashion.
Well, yeah. Anybody who expected to play a Game of Thrones game and not have anybody die is just delusional, because everybody's going to die by the end.
Well, that's just Game of Thrones for you.
Yeah.
So for the last bit of news here, we have there was an update to Dota 2 text files that were loaded into it from Valve that kind of point towards Half-Life 3 stuff. According to the Steam database, SteamDB noticed a strange text file called LH3.txt in an update to Dota 2's multiplayer game, of course. And a series of other out-of-place text files that detail the existence of quests, VR support, NPC squads, and more. The massive code dump features notable lines of useful text, such as NPCs are in the same squad, i.e. have matchmaking squad names, will share information about enemies, and will make turns attacking and covering each other. VR chaperone and VR movement, suggesting capability with Valve's Lighthouse technology and HTC's Vive headset. Quest citizens, and if you want your citizens to squad with you, the player, but not obey commands, the player gives the move, except, well, this is word really, gives to move the squad. Put a concept here, and the citizens will speak, and the concept instead of obeying the order.
So what I don't get is why people all of a sudden assume this has anything to do with Half-Life 3.
Well, it's just
people want Half-Life 3.
It's just, well, I know they want it. But it's like a text file loaded to a completely different game.
It's like because the name of the text file was LH3.
Yeah, it's LH3.
So people were like, "Oh my god, Half-Life 3 confirmed."
But it's a lot of stuff in there, like the Combine pulse ceiling turret. It's like, unless they're putting the Combine into Dota 2, which doesn't make any sense, then it's like I had no reason why they combined their Half-Life characters into Dota 2, but and Quessens, I mean, there's citizens all over Half-Life, and it makes sense.
I think if anything, they named it that just to troll people.
Who knows? I mean, they could be doing. I believe it. They could be doing a Konami level, you know, thing here where they're like they're leaking stuff on purpose.
Where they're gonna make a Half-Life pachinko machine?
Yeah, there you go. but just like leaking information out there in their own.
Maybe
games.
Kojima's working for Valve now.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh God.
Man,
that would be weird.
Half-Life 3 is going to be crazy.
That would just, like, there are certain things that would be hilarious. That would just be super weird if Kojima went to work for Valve.
Suddenly giant mech robots come out of nowhere.
There'd be like, yeah, like crab mech robots.
The Striders also changed. They're no longer got these tiny little legs, big old mechanical legs. The Combine gets a great technological upgrade. So we'll see what happens there. Other than that, that's basically all the news. Not much else. Did you finish Soma, Leslie?
No. I'm still, a failure.
Still can't talk about it.
How dare.
I'm a failure. You didn't finish it either, Zai. You just watched a Let's Play. That doesn't count.
I technically finished it.
No.
I sat and watched them replay it for 7 hours.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you that one.
Well, then I guess we can't talk about Soma.
No, I'm overwhelmed with video games right now. There are too many video games coming out, and I don't know what to do.
You just pick one, and you finish it. Pick a small one, Soma, finish it.
Well, that's what I did. I picked one, but I started playing Destiny first, and now I want to finish Destiny.
Yeah, but at least Destiny's one of the games you can stop. Yeah,
that's my problem. That's exactly my problem.
Yeah, I'm at the.
It's like picking Final Fantasy 14 first and saying you'll stop playing when you finish it.
Well, at least that is like you can finish the main story. I mean, you can finish the main story in Destiny and thinking like I did that, and then I did everything I could solo. Now everything I have to do is all strikes, and I don't like matchmaking for strikes, so I'm just not doing them. Just like that's what I do in Final Fantasy. It's like I'll play the story, and then once I'm forced to, you know, do group stuff, it's like, well, now it's all just getting gear. I don't care about that. So, although I didn't renew my subscription to 14 because I'm not playing it right now, so I'm like, I'm just not going to let this renew because I don't like auto-renewing a full max payment. It's funny, every time I go to check my renewal status, it's always I always log in to the mod station one day before the renewal. It's like, when's it going to renew? I feel like it's going to renew soon. Along, it's like, you have one day left. I'm like, oh, I better cancel my subscription so it doesn't automatically pull money out of my account. But I just switched over to the crystal payment. That way it just doesn't draw anything. I'm like, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but... And then I'll just have to start doing the crystal method. Wait a minute. But who knows when I'll get back into that. I figure I'll do that once I get through all the games I have right now, because I do want to finish the story in Final Fantasy. It's just, it's so hard to find time to play that one. It's easier to play games I can pause. Not that I can pause Destiny, but at least if I'm in a spot that I need to step away, I can just hide in a corner if there's no enemies. But
yeah,
it's really tough to play it online. I mean, Final Fantasy's not too bad. At least some of the first quests I did, like I can just kind of, you know, stand around in an area with no enemies, be fine. But it's like a lot of social aspects. If people start talking, it's like, I gotta take care of the kid or something. You know, I can't play this right now. But
that's what Hot Pockets are for.
Comes out in November, so
that's what Hot Pockets are for.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna, but like feed my kid a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, or yourself. You know, cut down on Lifetime.
No, I don't need Hot Pockets. I'm fine. If I'm hungry, I'll just go make something. No. Kids, like, gotta pay attention to them, gotta make sure they don't do anything crazy, don't hit the buttons on my remote. I'm playing Last of Us, that'll screw up my game. You give away my position, waste my ammo. He threw a grenade, great. But Like I said, other than that, since we can't talk about Soma, I guess we can't really talk about.
It's going to be even worse trying to get me to finish Soma as soon as the 13th rolls around. Because then I have Wasteland 2, the Talos Principle, and I already forgot the other games that were coming out on that day, but there were like two others.
See, I'll get the Talos Principle, but I'm going to wait. There's another game, because I'm going to get through what I have now, and I'm just going to buy everything when it's on sale. I'm like looking, it's like, I'll buy the Dragon Age DLC when it's on sale. I'll get Mad Max Until Dawn when they're on sale. The only games this month that I'll buy right when they come out, at least assuming I'm still playing the games I need to finish now, will be Assassin's Creed. And then I don't know if I'll get Fallout Day 1. Probably not, because I'm sure I'll still be playing Assassin's Creed. So I'll wait to get that. I like Fallout, but I'm not like, oh my god, I need to play this game now. It's like it's a big game, so I'll play it once I'm done. Like I said, once I'm done with AC, if that's the only thing I'm playing at that time, then I'll
go. Oh, there. I remember. I have Talos Principle, Wasteland 2, The Witcher expansion, and then I also have Nathan Drake Collection, which I need to play.
See, I think on Nathan
Drake and Collection, Tales of Zestiria.
I'm only gonna play Uncharted 3 because I played Uncharted 1. I think like a year and a half ago.
I don't remember anything about the story of Uncharted 1. It's been that long. I played it when it first came out. I beat the hell out of it when it first came out, and I haven't played it since then.
Oh, yeah. See, I played 1 and 2. I played 2 so many times, but I only played 3 once, and then halfway through on the hardest difficulty when I was trophy hunting. But I never finished platinuming that game, so I'm just going to go back and play 3, probably maybe on just that story mode or adventure mode, so I can just get to the story. But who knows? Maybe I'll play it on like the hardest difficulty, the new one they added, the insane one. But we'll see. But yeah, I'll probably just play 3 and then maybe play 2 at some point. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Talisman. I almost bought it like 4 times on Steam when they were having a bunch of Steam sales back in the day, but I never got around to it. And then once they know, like, oh, it's coming out on PS4, I'm like, man, screw it, I'll just wait till PS4. But like I said, I'll wait till on sale and buy them, get a bunch of games. I'll probably buy a bunch in December. But I used to, you know, buy everything just, oh, get it now, add it to the list, get it now, add it to the list. It's like, well, if I'm not going to play it, because when I start playing a game, it's like I'm playing it after it was discounted. It's like, if I had just waited because I didn't play it for a couple weeks because I was playing everything else, it's like, I could have saved some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just do that. Get all those games. I'll like order my Amazon cart will be like just a bunch of games.
Yeah, it'll be great. You'll love it.
Yep, and I'll have like 10 games. Except Izzy would be like, "Why don't you play Talos Principle? I won't talk about Talos Principle." I'm like, "When are you gonna play Soma?" I'll get to it once I finish Talos Principle.
That will be our lives for the next 3 months.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. I come on here to talk about games with you guys, and then no one plays them. No.
And I'm like, I know, you should feel bad.
No. So I say I can talk to Zai about it, but then I'd spoil it for you.
It's not like, you know, we haven't had to deal with Zaya, who never plays games ever, unless they have either Animals, Leaves, or...
Assassins.
Yeah.
She watches games.
Yeah.
That's true.
So she can talk about them there. But,
I guess I can't really comment considering she wants to talk about Soma since she watched it before I played it.
She also plays Metal Gear. I can't play online. I wish you played Metal Gear Online. I'm sure you play so because Metal Gear Online is so fun.
I know. I've just been completing the side op because I'm bitter.
Yeah, I watched you play.
Justify buying PS Plus right now.
your horn on bosses is looking a little big there. I don't know if you...
My what?
The horn.
Wow. It's looking a little big.
I didn't hear what you said.
He said Big Boss's horn is looking really big there.
I said the horn on Big Boss's, your horn on Big Boss is looking a little big. Like it looks like you're at the next step of the demon level.
Look, I don't intentionally kill people. I have run over a lot of animals, though, unintentionally.
That's funny.
Made a comment recently about how when you're playing the game, you have a problem walking through your base without punching people.
Well, they like it.
I fixed that.
Yeah, and they're happy about that.
They like it?
Well,
oh, hey, hit me in the face.
Don't punch
Thank
them
you.
Anymore.
They'll be like,
thank you, that was cool of you.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, why don't you train with me, boss? And then you knock him down, you're like, thanks, boss. Like,
yeah,
they're good soldiers. We're talking about, like, when you kill people in the actual, you know, out in the world, like enemies. It raises your demon level, I guess you can call it. Then your horn gets bigger.
That's got to be a sex joke.
Oh, and then when it's covered in blood, when it gets, when your demon level gets too much. But yeah, I was watching you play. It was funny. You're doing the heavy thing. You're like, you're trying to bless that one guy with the trink guns over and over and over. Like, this isn't working, is it?
I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him.
They have too much padding. The best of the dogs, you're like, bark.
And it alerts everybody in the base. I was like, fuck.
It's like, why you got bark so loud? That was so funny.
Damn it. You missed where I got my truck stuck vertically because I drove off a cliff.
Nice.
And it just, it didn't flip over. It was just like sticking straight into the ground. And Snake jumped out and I just kind of, okay. Well, he couldn't get back into it. I don't know what happened. I broke my truck.
Am I missing out on something by not watching you stream Metal Gear?
Not much, but every now and then something stupid happens.
Is this a thing I need to, like, work into my daily schedule?
Just if you stream and just tune in. Like, I have a second monitor, and I was waiting. I was doing some bounties on Destiny, so I was like, oh, I'll watch this for a minute. And then it was funny. But, you know, just you go around causing stuff.
Causing problems and making mistakes and making messes, and then I have to... I try to get one guy, but then he sees me, and I can't get out of the way in time, so the whole base is alerted, so I have to put the whole base to sleep just to get the one guy.
Oh, man.
Sounds like you have a tough life.
I'm not very good at Metal Gear.
I need to play more online. I've only played a couple hours of it so far, because I was hopping back and forth between that and Destiny. And, man, it's... I forgot how much fun Metal Gear Online can be. But the one thing that kind of sucks is, like, when you pick your character, it's like, or your class, it's like, oh, if you pick this class, you have to be this class, and you can't be another one until you unlock another character slot, and you can make a different one. And so I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, well, I guess I'll be Infiltrator. And, man, just running around as that class is so, so fun. And I'm only playing Bounty Hunter right now. Which is a fun game type. That's the one where if you fault in people and they have a bounty on their heads, you get more tickets added to your respawn. But the thing about the game mode is everybody treats it as just deathmatch, but you get more points because the objective is to fault in people, and you get more points when you fault in them. It's like 150 points every time you get a kill. And then what I do is I'll use my stealth, go around, choke a guy, interrogate him, find out all his enemy locations, or his teammate locations, then I choke him out, then I fault him away, and it's like 600 points for doing all that. So I'm like number one on both teams, just like, because I have so many points. But at the end of the round, it goes, okay, whoever has the least amount of tickets loses at the end of that match. And the matches are like 4 or 5 minutes. They're short. Which is, I like that they're short like that. But there's two rounds. And so, at the end of both rounds, it just tallies up your point total. So even if you can, it's kind of like the popular vote versus the, you know, like in the country, like, oh, he won the popular vote, but he didn't win the nomination for presidency. It's kind of like that situation where you can win both rounds just by having more tickets than the other team. But if the other team got more points from objective-based stuff, like faulting and interrogating, then they can win. So it's like, oh, you can win both rounds, but lose the overall thing because the other team has more points than you do. I like going stealth. My favorite thing to do is, the infiltrator class gets the plushies. So I take them and like, I put them down. Like there's this one map where there's this fence, and there's an opening in the fence that went down to like this big open area where a bunch of enemies are respawning. So I put one, if I'm on the one team, my plushie is a dog. So I put the dog, or no, it's a cat plushie, because it's like, meow, every time I put it down. So I put down the cat plushie on one side, and I put it on the other side. And then if you run, you show up on the radar. So I'd stand on the one side of the fence, and I'd run around back and forth to get someone's attention. And then when the guy comes up around to see what's going on, all of a sudden he gets distracted by the plushie. I'm like, you're mine. And choke him out, interrogate him, and take him away. I'm like, that's right, son. You just got caught by the little plushie. The only thing that sucks, though, is the plushies do go away if you die. So, that's kind of annoying. But that game is just so fun. I had so many matches where I was like, I was dominating, but it's hard to cut it together. I was like, I have some recorded, but I'm like, it's hard to cut this to make it, like, pretty... Like, in Last of Us, if I tear it up, I can make a good video out of it. Well, it depends on how well it goes, like, if it's worth posting, but it's like, I feel like so far, I'm not sure. Like, I guess I could do, like, a compilation of me sneaking behind enemy lines, choking someone out, and, like, taking a bunch of people down, but it's fun. Really fun game. It's funny, because I had a dream about it, like, I played one round the first night it launched, and I played, like, a bunch of rounds the next day, and that night, I had a dream about Metal Gear Online. I was like, that's the first time I had a dream instantly about a game I was playing. I was like, it must be a good sign that I really enjoy the game.
I need to get up and play Metal Gear.
Yeah, I need to get up and play Metal Gear.
It's definitely a sign of something.
Well, typically I'll have a dream like about a video game, but you know, it's after I play a game for a long time, like a single player game. Like, oh, I play the game a bunch, like over and over and over. Like, I haven't any like a dream about Metal Gear or anything, but you know, you have that like where you watch like a TV show, you might. After so many seasons or something, you kind of have a dream about it, but...
That's legit. I often dream about Person of Interest and wishing I was in that show.
I used to have dreams. I haven't had them anymore, but, like, where they'd still take place back at my high school. And I'd hate those dreams. I'd be like, I haven't been in high school in fucking forever. Why am I having a dream about high school?
I don't want to be here.
But, like...
it's more of a nightmare.
I remember the first time, like... Or if, like, if you, let's say you start dating someone new, and, like, the first time you have a dream where they're in the dream, you're like, hey, yeah, it's the first time I had a dream you were there. Or, like, the first dream I had where
hey, what are you doing here?
Like, you don't... Well, I lucid dream a lot, so I'm like, what are you doing here? But, like, I had a dream once about my friend showed up, and I was like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm just dreaming. And I'm like, and it was really weird. And I thought, like... I was like, that's odd. So when I woke up the next day, I was like, hey, did you have a dream where we saw each other? But they didn't remember their dreams. So I was like, damn. Because I thought they had the whole thing about dreamscaping. But
you thought you'd finally discovered a way to communicate with your friends
in dreams.
The dreamscape, well, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, theories. People talk about like dreamscaping, but kind of like what the Borg do. But
not to be confused with manscaping.
Not be confused with manscaping. No, you're shaving.
Dreamscaping just sounds like you're just kind of like dreaming about doing yard work and yeah. Like cutting topiaries. And
there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Edward Scissorhands. But I always love the worst I have is a lot of my dreams are lucid, but I hate it when I have a dream where like I know I'm dreaming, but then I'm about to do something that is bad, I guess. But then I'm like. Then I stop and I go, well, shit, I feel like I'm dreaming, so I can do this. But if I do this and I'm not dreaming, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. So then I don't do it. And I'm like, damn it. Then I wake up like, fuck, I could have done it.
I could have had an awesome dream.
That would have been a great dream. I always love the dreams I have too. It's like I do something and it's like dreams I had way back when I was in like high school or something. It'd be like, I tell like the bus driver, like, hey. Let me drive the bus. I'm like, no, I'm like, this is my dream. Get out of here. Like, just keep doing stuff. Like, get out of here. It's my dream. I'm controlling it. But I love having lucid dreams. I used to have this reoccurring dream for a long time when I was younger, but for some reason I don't have any more. I think I've talked about it before in the podcast, so I won't go into it, but that's annoying. Like, you have dreams, you constantly have, like, similar locations, something you just don't have anymore. Like, it was funny, I had a dream about work, but it was in... Typically when I have a dream about work, it's always in this old department I worked in, because I worked in there for 10 years. And then it's like, now I'm in a new department, in a new building. And I just had a dream about being in that new building. So it's like, it took a while for it to happen, a couple months. Like, not that I like dreaming about work, because that's fucking annoying. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, there's a lot of better things you could dream about out there than work.
I dream about work a lot. On vacation, like if I take a vacation day that's a day typically at work, I'll have a fucking dream about work, and that's the worst. It's like I'm like stressed, I'm like, oh, there's this stuff here, we gotta deal with this, and I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck. I don't want to have these dreams. Or like when I was back when I, you know, was in school, I'd have on the weekend I'd be at my dad's, you know, I'd have a dream in about school or something. I'd wake up, but my eyes are closed, and I'd start going, oh, shit, is it the weekend or is it the weekday? And I open my eyes, I'm like, oh, I'm at dad's. It's the weekend. Thank God.
You wake up and you're just like in a bad mood because you're like, not only was I in a bad mood because I was at work and stressed out in my dream, but I dreamed about work.
Yeah. It's funny. But they always make for like really interesting situations too. It's like, because the layout of work is never like exactly the same.
I don't remember this portal to hell in the break room.
Well, it's funny because yeah, it's never like that. It's just like, I guess it's like that effect like in Harry Potter when they go inside the tent and the tent is a lot bigger than it is on the outside because magic. It's kind of like that where like, I know this building isn't that big, but for some reason the inside of this warehouse is a lot bigger than it should be.
You did play the Stanley Parable, right?
No, I have it on Steam, but I haven't played it yet.
That kind of sounds like the perfect game for you.
I want to play that. I want to play, they have that other game, the follow-up game they made, I think is coming out soon too. That one sounds interesting.
The Beginner's Guide?
Yeah.
A Fallout game.
It's depressing.
They're following... Like the follow-up.
Thought you said Fallout.
Nope.
I got excited.
You got excited about Horny Snake and Fallout.
Hey, you know, these things happen, okay?
The Fallout of Horny Snakes. But
he has a horn on his head that gets bigger when he does bad things.
Yeah, it's a little fun little thing in there.
You have to do a lot of bad things, though.
Yeah, you do.
That doesn't even take, like, any stretch of the imagination to make that into a bad joke.
But,
it's just right there.
Big Boss is getting hornier. Every time he kills somebody, he gets a little horny. But, do you see they added the forward operating base insurance as a microtransaction?
Yes, yep. That's incredibly dumb. That's
so funny. Which makes me wonder now if people are going to start actually nuking each other's forward operating bases, because if you have insurance, you don't care. At least if the insurance covers nuclear explosions.
I don't know
if the insurance covers your base just being totally decimated.
Yeah. I want to build a nuke just to use it on someone, just because I want to see what happens. I can't see people on my friends list who... Well, Zaya can't. She doesn't have PS Plus. I was trying to look at my friends because I want to invade their base, but you can only, I guess, invade people who have a similar, I guess, PF level that you do, and a similar, like, army level, I guess. Because on my list, I like that they do the automated attack and defense minigame thing. That's kind of fun. Reminds me a little bit of Peace Walker as well. But if I want to invade, like, my buddy, I can't just find him and invade him instantly. He doesn't show up on my list. It only shows me a list of people I'm able to who are close to my level, so I can't just default invade someone else. Because I can invade people, my heroism's high enough that I could dismantle nukes, but if everybody I'm fighting is low level that don't have nukes, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. But yeah. I guess that'll do it. Not much else. I don't have any trivia set up, unfortunately. But, so I guess that'll wrap this up. So we need a secret word. Secret word could be Isley Play Soma. No, I'm just kidding.
That is a secret phrase.
We've done secret words before. we did that one. What was your naughty neighborhood simulator or something like that, whatever.
Oh, look, JCM's doing it now too.
Oh, why?
Yes.
No, I said that's it.
That was a good one. I didn't come up with that yet. I like that.
It was raunchy neighborhood. What did you say? You came up with that secret word that one time.
It was raunchy residence.
Raunchy residence planner. Okay. Gotcha. Naughty neighborhood simulator. It sounds like a bad sim game.
This is a game for children.
I know. Man, I so hope that Keep Talking and No One Explodes comes out. And I was listening to a podcast.
Is Keep Talking and No One Explodes? Everyone's been talking about it, and I haven't actually taken the time to look up what it is yet.
Okay, look up Play Pals on Achievement Hunter, and it's the most recent video that we can see two people play it. It's essentially a game. It doesn't have to be a VR game, but right now it is a VR game. So one person has the headset on. It's for Oculus Rift, and they're defusing a bomb. So they're in a chair, in a room with a table, and there's a bomb in front of them. And what they do is they pick it up, and they have to tell the other player who's not doesn't have a headset on, they have a bomb manual, an explosives manual. And they have to tell them, there's like these different panels, and each panel is like a different puzzle. And you tell them, okay, for example, let's say one of them is a Simon Says kind of puzzle. And they go, okay, I have the Simon Says. So then the person has to find that page in the manual for the Simon Says puzzle. And they go, okay, what's the pattern? Okay, it's flashing red. And they look in there and they go, okay, if it's flashing red, hit yellow. So they hit the yellow button. And then it goes, okay, now it's flashing red and green. Okay, then hit yellow, then red. And they go, okay, now it's flashing. And you do that for each puzzle. So there's like, okay, now there's one, it's like it's there's a panel that has four symbols. And so then the other person has to go to the page in the bomb defusal book that has like six different columns of symbols. And they go, okay, what symbols do you have? Okay, I have an ampersand, and I have a star, and I have a lambda logo, and I have this, and a little Y with a tail or something like that, an extra tail. And they look at it, and they have to tell them, okay, they have to find in the book the column that has those four symbols, and then tell them the order in which to push them, and it's descending. So you start at the top, okay, go ahead and hit the, you know, the ampersand, because from now hit this one, they have to hit them all in a row. And there's like wires they have to cut, and there's a time limit, like in the video, if you watch it, they do 5 minutes. And then at random point, the person with the Oculus Rift, like sometimes the lights will go out in the room. So if you're like trying to cut the wires or tell what color wires are on that particular puzzle, you can't see the colors. Or there's an alarm clock that randomly goes off. So you have to put down the bomb, pick up the alarm clock and hit snooze, and then go back to the bomb. But it's like, it's a game about communication. It's a really cool idea, but like I said, it doesn't have to be an Oculus game. It could just be a co-op game, couch co-op if you wanted, and just have like someone with a manual on their phone or something, or, you know, print it out. Like in the video, if you watch it, they have it printed out at the wall to kind of help them go through it quicker. Good idea. But it just seems like a really fun co-op game that I want to play. But man, I said that, and there's something else I wanted to say that I lost it right when Isley asked me about. Keep talking. Oh, the Jackbox guys that make Fibbage and Quiplash, they're talking about a bunch of other games that they're making that come out in the Jackbox Party Pack 2, I guess, that's coming out on PS4. But, you know, we were talking about we wish that was online because it's only local co-op. I guess they said that because they saw a lot of people playing it on Twitch, to combat with the Twitch delay, that they have now extended the timers for some of the games, and they've also pushed more information to the mobile user. So, for example, on Fibbage, if we're playing Fibbage, we can all use our phones, and you just have to watch a screen. And I can stream the game session to you guys, but the Twitch delay is a bit. So it might tell you, pick on the screen, it'll give you the question, and you make up an answer on your phone. But now they'll do it to where instead of using the screen as it, it pushes more info to the mobile device. That way you can enter it in there and not have to wait to see it come up on the stream to get notified. Otherwise, you have only a couple seconds.
Yeah.
So they're really combating that Twitch delay instead of just making it online, which is weird. But which is a cool idea. So that means we could play one game. Because Fibbage, I have it. And I love a lot of those games that they make. They're talking about some of the new ones they have coming out. And they're great party games. I guess if I streamed on through my Elgato onto Twitch, I could get the delay down. Because the delay on PS4 is still way too high. You can't negotiate that down with the Twitch. Maybe when they get the Twitch app. No, that wouldn't make sense.
Would the delay be less if you did share play, or can you only do that with one person?
You can only share play with one person.
Oh, okay.
Which sucks. You can't share play Thief Town. Sucks.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. I tried it with my cousin, and when he did it, it gives him that message that says, you can't play this game because it's blocked in your region, which is like the default error for a game you can't share play. Because I want to play Thief Town multiplayer, but it's only co-op. And I'm like, man, this game would be so good online.
Yeah.
But
that's a bummer.
I know. I really want to play Thief Town. But yeah, anyways. I guess I'll wrap that up. But we need a secret word.
Oh, we still didn't pick the secret word.
Yeah, we didn't pick. We got on a tangent about keep talking and no one explodes. But like I said, I hope that comes to PlayStation VR. That'd be awesome. Secret word. Secret word. I guess we could do Caveman for Far Cry Primal. So, I never asked for this, but maybe Caveman. We were talking about, when you were gone, how the voice actor for Adam Jensen is the voice actor for the main character in Far Cry Primal. And I thought it would be funny if at some point he says something in, you know, caveman talk, but the subtitle just says, I never asked for this.
Do cavemen need voice actors?
Well, they grunt. They made up a fake language, so.
Oh, okay.
But, also, they grunt.
Yeah, they grunt.
Well, yeah, but you could get, you know, your lead programmer to grunt into a microphone for 30 minutes and have all of your sound bites.
Maybe Far Cry.
That's so disturbing.
Maybe one of these, it'll tie into Assassin's Creed, where really it's, you know, it's, I know there's no podcast they're talking about, like, maybe how this leads into Assassin's Creed, like, this will be, you'll find pieces of Eden, and this will be when the caveman discovered pieces of Eden after the fall of those who came before, but. They called those people aliens, which really annoyed me. I'm like, they're not aliens. The precursors, they were just there first. Mm-hmm. They were before us. They were just super evolved. It was like Star Wars. They're a long, long time ago. I like that commercial on YouTube that always plays, where it's like the parents talking to their kids about Star Wars. I don't know if you ever see it, but I see it constantly on YouTube.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's like it starts off. It's like, it's one of those commercials you can skip, but it's all about Star Wars. And it's basically all these parents telling their kids about Star Wars, because Star Wars is, you know, coming back really popular, and it's pretty funny. And the opening one is like this dad, and he's got this this lightsaber. It's one of those folding ones, you know, the folding sword kind of things where you swing it out and it extends. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there in the kitchen with the son. He's like, they're like knights in space, mm-hmm. and he's all, and it's the future, but a long time ago. it was super funny. It's a pretty funny commercial. He's like, Luke started out as a farm boy, like, to his son. And the kid's like, really? It's like, it's this kind of funny thing. Like, aww. The parents passing on their interest to the kid who are also interested in Star Wars. And it's a pretty funny commercial. But I just like that first guy. It's like, it's in the future, but a long time ago. It's just the way, I don't know, something about the way he says it was funny. Mm-hmm. But, So caveman will be the secret word. Yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up for this episode. So hopefully, maybe at some point, randomly, Isley plays Soma. Who knows? Probably not. Maybe we'll just kick him out and we can talk. We can talk about it. At that point, I'm gonna forget all the puzzles and everything. But
man, I'll play it tomorrow or something.
So I finished the YouTube mini series. I guess they had for it. Something like 8 episodes. It felt tonally very different than the game.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of odd. Like, it felt different. Like, it was going in a different direction. Like, it was entirely separate. It just happened to do with the WoW, and they were on Pathos 2.
It made it seem like it was way, way, way before the game took place.
Yeah, because, like, I'd assume, especially because you come across people in there.
Yeah, and they're not, like, decomposed or anything.
Yeah, they're
so.
Then there's some people, like, you know, they're being kept alive. They're not fully gone. So it's like, maybe they survived long, but it's like, which could be the case. Maybe the people, because this people in this section, they were only in that one part of Pathos 2. So it's like, okay, maybe everybody else just lived longer after they all died, I guess. But it's it felt like, I don't know, it felt really, I don't know.
Really
off.
Yeah, and what was weird was that the guy, now I'm totally forgetting his name, the one he's drinking the structure gel all the time.
Velasky.
Yeah, and he has the daughter, and WoW, like, shows him his daughter, but I'm like, how are you doing that? Like, I mean, I understand the idea that, is he messing with his black box? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, is that mm-hmm. how he's making him see this? Because he drinks so much structure gel? I was confused as how he's imagining his daughter, but then his daughter's got that whole machine. Like, it's there just to kill him. I'm like, did you really need to trick him to kill him? Like, granted, this is before, I guess, WoW put together all these creatures and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that was weird. I was like, how is he seeing this? And, like, it must be just messing... I guess, like I said, it must be his black box being messed with. But
It seems like they put a lot of ideas in there that they maybe wanted to put in the game but weren't able to or didn't have time to, or...
I suppose. Or, like, yeah, you're... I don't know. It was weird. Or, like, the guy that comes back in the suit that they leave out to die, and then she, like, takes off the helmet, but it's just structure jail? I'm like...
It truly reminded me of Doctor Who.
But I'm like, can you just... You can't... It's not like the structure jail can move on its own. It still needs a host. Or like
Dalek sewage can move on its own, so clearly structure gel can as well.
No, because structure gel, it just corrupts stuff, but it can't, and can bring stuff back alive and fix electronics, but it was like, it seemed like the suit was just structure gel. I mean, I could see if maybe he didn't actually, if it was his body was in there, he just didn't have a head. I mean, because that.
Yeah, because they do, they have that in the game. Yeah, where there's a body but no head.
Yeah. So that could be, maybe the structure gel is doing that, but.
I don't know.
But yeah.
It was still kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was just, it was weird that tonally it felt really different than the game, at least, but that game's so good. But anyways, all right. So that'll wrap it up. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.